There are two pieces from Chaim Shalevitz on Parshas Achrei Mos. So in America this year, Achrei Mos Kedoshim are split up. So it happens to be that one of the pieces is also related to Kedoshim. So we're going to do one piece this week of Achrei Mos, and this is the start side like this. And then it says Beikrus HaZayin, and we'll hopefully Mir Hashem to the other Achrei Mos next week as it relates to Parshas Kedoshim. So Achrei Mos discusses the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's the main theme of the Parsha, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and everything Aaron HaKohen did to go in and out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vayomer Hashem LaMoshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Daber al Aaron Achicha, speak to Aaron, your brother, while Yavo b'chol Esel HaKodesh. Your person is not, he's not allowed to go in whenever he wants into the Kodesh, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He based up Arochas, going through the curtains, El Pnei HaKaporos, to go in front of the kaporas, the covering of the Aaron. He can't go before the Aaron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. Asher al Aaron v'lo yamos, because if he does, he will die if he goes in without permission. Ki bi'anan era al hakaporas, says Rashi. Ki tamid ani niresham im mud anani, because I am always seen there with the cloud that represented the Shechina. Ulefi shegalui Shechina sisham, and because my Shechina is revealed there, Yizar Shol Yargalavo. Don't go too often. Don't be too habitual. Don't be too common in coming to Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it's a very holy place. And this idea of Al Yavo B'chol Esel HaKodesh, don't go there too often. Don't make something that's special too habitual, too common, too used to it, is what Chaim Shlomitz wants to talk about tonight. He begins with a comment on Pirkei Avos. We're not so concerned with the comment of Pirkei Avos. We're more concerned here with the commentary. There's a classic commentary on Pirkei Avos that is called the Chassid Yavetz. And here in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad, he says the following. Let's read together through the commentary of the Chassid Yavetz here. He says, V'zeh ki teva anashim lakutz bidvarim Bismadasam veyavola voz hamalamed haTorah atzma. The nature of people is that those things they are with constantly, tamid, they often come to disgrace, to not value as much, to think to be not as important. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Lamat Talmud Chacham Dom Lefnei Amaretz. What is a Talmud Chacham, a great scholar, compared to the first time in the eyes of a regular layman, of an Amaretz, a regular person? Zahav. It's like gold. Wow, this is a very special person. Daberimo, but the Talmud Chacham is sitting next to the guy at a party, and he's schmoozing to him, where are you from, background, he begins to talk to them. So the Am Haaretz, the regular guy, begins to think, oh, wait a second, he's very smart, but like, come on, you know, we both live in the neighborhoods, our kids go to the same schools, we're like the same people. So it's Doma Lekiton Shel Kesef. The esteem of this Talmud Chacham now gets lowered to silver. It's not like gold, it's like silver. Nehne mimenu? And then the Talmud Chacham offers him a ride home. He, you know, helps him out with something, helps change his tire. Doma lekli cheres hanishbar sheim lo takana. Now, in the eyes of the Amaret, of the regular person, the Talmud Chacham becomes like a piece of pottery, like a piece of clay, nothing special. What's the Gemara telling us? If a very special individual, a very unique, refined person with midos, full of Torah, brilliant, so much to offer. And when I see them the first time, wow, this is a very unique individual. I get to know them, get to hang out with them. They're not as special anymore. Why? Because they get used to them. There's something about the familiarity with this person that makes them not as special. V'inyan ki ma'alas ha'chacham el am ha'aretz hi ma'ala ruchanis lo gufanis nires lachush. He says, in the eyes of the Am Haaretz, the Talmud Chacham is something that's very spiritual. And the Am Haaretz thinks, I can't relate to this person. He's way, way beyond me. But over time, he sees commonality, he sees things about him that are the same, they get to hang out together. And what was special and unique about this very person that he met for the first time, who was like gold in his eyes, now becomes nothing special, because over time, you're used to it. And this is why the Navi Yecheskel says, the halacha was that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to go in the same gate that you... You're not allowed to leave in the same gate that you entered through. You have to come through a different gate, a different entrance. Why? Ki hikber Hashem yisparach shelo yireh hashar beis pamim. You don't want to see the same entrance twice. Pen yishaveh be'enav l'shar beiso b'kiros habayas l'kirosav. Because then how is the Beis HaMikdash going to look to you? Like your house... I know this doorway, I know this entrance, the ceiling's the same molding, the same lights, it's all the same. Oh, please, me and the Beis HaMikdash, it's like my house, we're very close here. And then does the Beis HaMikdash become something special? Does it become a place that you treat with awe and respect? No, you treat it like you treat your house. Something that is very great in his eyes, eventually over time will become lessened. Aval hanasi, shasagaso sichlis lo yitzarich laze, aval kol sheyosif lasmid goz alava belibo v'lachin yitzu bedarach asher boba. Zehaya avon maise egal. This was the mistake of the chet ha'egal. Shaya ha'ohel mitocham ad shemasu bo. Because Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu placed the ohel, where Hashem spoke to Moshe in the camp. And therefore, Asalanu Elohim, they said, oh, wait a second. Moshe Rabbeinu's tent was in our camp. Hashem was with us all the time. Please, we know about Hashem, God. A calf will be just fine. We're familiar. Moshe Rabbeinu Aleph Hashem Hirgish Bazem. Moshe Rabbeinu noticed that this is one of the problems. They felt too familiar with Hashem. They could act in a way that was very relaxed. We could do whatever we want. V'natalo esa oel michutz l'machna harachak min ha'machna. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, and after the events of the Chet HaEgel, where did he move his tent? He moved it chutz l'machna, away from the Jewish people. Why? So that the ohel of Moshe, the place where he spoke to Hashem, would be special, different, distant, far away. To know this is a unique thing that not every single person can say, oh, hey, a golden, I can do whatever I want. I can make a golden calf. I can talk to Hashem whenever I want. Yeah.
There's
no Mishkan yet. So Moshe's tent was the tent where there was no Aaron yet either. The Mishkan wasn't built. There was Moshe's tent was the tent where Hashem spoke with Moshe. Okay? Well, lechein siva zehatan avavi misabek bafar aglayam bezeitikein in hamelamed. And that's why he says the time when you learn from your Rebbe, so you should be misabek bafar aglayam. You should be on the floor while the Rebbe is higher up, because you don't want to come to think that you and the teacher are the same. That there's like, oh, we're friends, we hang out, we do the same things. No, because when you have that relationship with something you're supposed to respect, well then, the thing you're supposed to respect becomes something you don't respect over time, because you're familiar, you're close with it, you get to know it, and therefore becomes something not special, and you can come to disgrace it, chas v'shalom. He then says that hergel, becoming familiar with something, is the enemy of feelings of kedusha and loftiness. When it becomes too familiar, too relaxed, then that which is special becomes not special. And when a person stands near something that is way, way important and very, very lofty, his feelings in his heart are esh kodesh, a fire of holiness is burning. But hergel, over time, you get used to the fire, you get used to the excitement, it becomes to die down that excitement, that intensity, because you get used to it and it becomes familiar and not as special anymore. He says that this is what happened with Aaron HaKohen on Yom Kippur. The Tosefta says that he has to be separated from everybody for 7 days in order that he should be excited to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Yavo B'chol Eis Al HaKodesh, that's what Rashi says, right? Don't come into the Kodesh every single time. Why doesn't Aaron HaKohen just strut into the Kodesh HaKodesh whenever he wants? Why? That's what Rashi says, because if he does that, it's going to be not special. The Gilui Shechina, that which is unique, this representation, this feeling of Hashem being in the world so close to us, if you go and walk in all the time, then it's not special anymore. And that hergel, that becoming familiar, will ruin that relationship. You can even become too familiar with the Shechina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how far it goes. You can become too relaxed, right? When your person has a new shul that's built. Your new beautiful shul, you walk in the first time, Aron Kodesh is so magnificent, and new seats, and the lighting, and it's special. You act in that new shul in a very special way. This is a very special place. But over time, over weeks, over months, over years, that new shul feeling becomes, eh, it's the place where I go all the time. And that excitement of the first time isn't there anymore. And therefore, you have to be so careful that even Aaron HaKohen was warned that, can you imagine this? That you could become too used to being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's how far it goes. And you'll lose that sensitivity to Kedusha. He goes on to bring other examples. He said by the Chet HaEgel, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav says, "Minayin shafilu echad sheyoshe v'osik b'torah sheshchini imo." How do we know that even a person who learns on his own, by himself, that the Shechina rests with him? How do you know if you sit, you know, on a regular, you know, Wednesday night, you open up a book and you learn some Torah, that the Shechina rests with each and every one of us? How do I know this? Shneamar, b'chol ha'makom asher es shemi avo elecha v'rachticha. Wherever you mention my name, you learn Torah, I'll come and I'll bless you. And nevertheless, he says that he heard in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, the Mashkiach and Amir, that how careful you have to be when it comes to Torah. Don't become bored with Torah. Don't become so habituated, so ragil with Torah. Because what's going to happen? When you learn Torah, the Shekhinah is resting with you. But if you treat and learn Torah in a relaxed way, then you're being relaxed and you're being too carefree with the Shekhinah. Because the Shekhinah rests with you when you learn Torah. And he's talking to, you know, boys who sit in a Beis Medrash. When you sit in a Beis Medrash, you're sitting in a place of learning. The Shekhinah is resting there. It's not your vacation house. You don't put your feet up. You don't act in a way that's too relaxed. You're in a place of holiness. You're in a place of Kedusha. Don't let that feeling of being there every single day, day in, day out, be lost on you. Bezras Hashem, so many of you, if not all of you, will be in Eretz Yisrael next year. Don't become too familiar. Don't lose that excitement of coming off the plane, of being in Yerushalayim, of going to the Kotel, of seeing Kedusha. Don't lose that. You're going to a holy place. You should try to be sensitive every moment that you're in a special, unique, holy place, and not to violate that sense of Al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. Not that sense of I'm by something Kodesh, and not to realize how special that thing is. He says, we find that even happened in the Midbar by the Mun. The Pasuk says, V'yidaber ha'am b'elokim v'moshe. The people complained to Hashem and Moshe, Lama ha'lisan v'yisrayim, why did you take us out of Egypt? La Muspa Midbar, to die in the desert. Kein lechem, there's no bread. Vein mayim, there's no water. V'nafshenu katsa, and we are at wit's end. We can't take it anymore. What are they complaining about? Belechem hakilokel, this cursed bread. What are they talking about? The mun. Can you imagine that? They call the mun the cursed bread. But why? Because they were so used to it. Same thing. What's for breakfast? Mun. What's for dinner? Mun. Mun. Day in, day out, the same thing. They became used to mun, and they lost interest in it. But what happened? If you look in Sefer Yehoshua, when the mun runs out, after they passed into Eretz Yisrael, and it was Pesach time, the mun ceased the next day, ba'achlam, me'avor ha'aretz, v'lo haya od v'nei Yisrael. There was no more mun. V'yochlu mitvos eretz Kanan b'shanahi. And they had to eat from the grains and the produce of the land of Canaan that year. You know what Rashi says about that? L'fichach v'yochlu me'avor ha'aretz. Therefore they had to eat from what was left over in the land. Im haya lahem mun lo haya ochli minatfua. If they would have had mun, they would not have eaten from the produce of the land. Shehaman haya noach lahem, because the mun was good to them. They loved the mun. Mishal omer latinok mipnei ma'ata ochel paso orim. The mushal, if you ask a child, why are you eating bread of barley? Mipnei she'eli paslitin, because I have no bread of wheat. L'kach ne'amar v'lo haya od, they had no more. That's all they had to eat. Well, what's Rashi telling us? The same Jews who complained about the mun in the Midbar, that it was every single day, the same thing for breakfast, the same thing for dinner. The day they ran out of mun and there was no more mun left, what were they complaining? Where's the mun? We love the mun. Mun was delicious. It's the same thing, right? The moment you don't have it, the moment you're not around that thing that was so special, and you realize, oh my gosh, I had this amazing opportunity, this very special thing, you begin to miss it. But that's what happened to B'nai Yisrael in the desert. They had mun, they had magical food that came from heaven. That was so delicious. Everybody loved it. But then, when they got used to it, it became not special anymore. That's how far it can go. He brings an example from the Bracious Rabbah. Let's look at the Bracious Rabbah in Yud Zion Zion. The Bracious Rabbah tells the following account. Matrona achas shalas Rabbi Yossi amra lo lama b'gneva. There was a noblewoman who asked Rabbi Yossi, this is in the beginning of Bracious, why is it that Hashem created Chava by stealing from Adam? Everyone understands the question?
Yeah.
Why did she have to take, why did she have Hashem do it in such a underhanded, sneaky way to create Chava? Okay, so he gives an answer, and then she says, no, what I'm really asking is, Lama b'matmonios, why did he have to put him to sleep to first, and then make Chava? So he says, b'tamrala, b'tchila baralo, originally Chava was created, v'ra osa malaya ririn v'dam hafliga mimenu. So Chava looked like a, I don't understand exactly what this means, but she looked like, obviously, a human being, but as a baby is born, when a baby comes out of the mother's stomach, not, she didn't look like a baby, but a full-grown human being, but in the same conditions as a baby that's born. When a baby's born, it's blood, and it's like mucus, it's not like very clean, they have to clean the baby off. And that's what Chava looked like. So Chazar, so Adam was like, no, a full-grown adult, but in the same, in, it looks at whatever this means, exactly, we, the Medrash requires more investigation, but in a way that was like gross and like not attractive, there's like something like off. What? That I'm not sure. So Adam said like, I don't think this is for me. So Chazur Bala Pamshniya. So Hashem said, okay, fine. He kind of like scratched that, and he made Chava again. Amra lo. So this matronly lady, this noblewoman, said to Rabbi Yossi, Mosefas Hani Al Dvaracha. I can actually add to your point. Amura Hayisi Linase Achi Ami. He says the truth, she said the truth was, I was supposed to marry my uncle, Achi Ami. I was supposed to marry my uncle. V'yadei shegadalti imo. But because I grew up in his house, and he saw me all the time, hiskarti beinav. I was not attractive to him. He didn't feel there was anything special about me. V'halach b'nasa lo isha acharis. And he went and he married somebody else. V'eina na kamoni. And the person he married was not as beautiful as I am. The point being, that she's saying, is that even a relationship, when you're too familiar with the person, you hang out all day with the person, you see them all the time, so there's something lacking in being special about that. It takes away from it. Sometimes, as we say, distance makes the heart grow fonder. When absence makes the heart grow fonder, when people are not around each other, you miss that person, right? During COVID, so people were home together all the time, you were with your spouse all the time, with your children all the time, so you had a lot of time together. So there was a lot of reported shalom bias issues. Because I love this person very, very much, and they're great, but to be with them 24 hours a day for 90 straight days, that's a lot. It's a natural thing that even people you love very much, there should be some distance. This one goes to work, they go out to the store, you have a break from each other, and that's how a relationship functions. But when you're with people, with the same person all the time, then it can become a lot. Actually, Shlomo Melech writes in Mishlei that if you are even, you have the best friend, a best friend, and you're invited to their house all the time, so he compares it to having free honey or like free candy, and just eating candy all the time, no one's stopping me. What's going to happen eventually? You're going to throw up. It's going to be enough. You could have the best friend in the whole world, but if that person's in your house every single day, all the time, eventually it's going to be like, you're really nice, but it's enough. It's enough. We need to have some space. And that's the same thing over here. When the relationship has hergel, it's all the time you see that person, it can dissolve and ruin that relationship. Question? What? We'll save on that. Okay. A question? Okay, yeah.
There's a family in my neighborhood, and like during COVID, the husband, like, he signed up to be an Uber driver so that they'd be safe.
That's very smart. That's very smart. Okay. Good. Let's see. Says the Navi. Says the. Okay. That's the pasuk over here. Hayokia raglach mi beis riyacha. penyas biyacha usonecha. If you're too often in the house of your friend, it's not going to be so good. Eventually, they'll be full of you, and they had enough, and they'll have to move on to somebody else. Yeah.
That's why people say not to ruin your best friend.
Yeah, because too much. If you value the relationship, a bit of distance is good. The Navi Yeshaya says, "Vayomer Adoni, Ya'an kinigash am hazeh." Befiv uvisvasav kibduni, vilibo rachok mimeni. He says, the Navi Yeshaya says that the nation, they talk about me, they speak about Hashem, but their heart is far from me. Vatihi rasam osi mitzvas anashim alomda. Mitzvas anashim alomda is an expression that means, that we often use to mean, that people do things by habit, by force. They do it over and over again, not paying attention. The distance of the heart. If you want to make sure that your heart will be far away from Hashem, then do the same thing over and over and over again, and don't put any feeling into it, and just go through the motions. The limited.
What do you think every day?
What? So we have to talk. We're going to talk about how to fix it. But limited. Sometimes a person experiences limited avodas Hashem because of hergel. The same thing over and over again can challenge the ability to grow in Avodas Hashem. He gave this sicha before Pesach, so he goes on to discuss that this is the aspect of Sifrei Tehillim and Shirei at the Seder, the idea of questions and answers at the Seder, supposed to make things different, to mix things up. He talks about the idea of
Shiyushalo.
What? But you have to know, but you have, that's why you have to engage different questions each year, different shtick. Yushalu Hatinokos, we want the children to ask. You have to keep the Seder engaging and lighting, do things differently in order to keep things interested. If you want a good Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim, it has to be done in a way that's going to be engaging and different for people and to enhance it. And he says, what is the key then? What's the answer to make sure that our Avodas Hashem does not become stale? He says, Af be'avodas Hashem, be'avodas ha'adam, ha'chidush hu ha'itzel inatzel misakonas hergav lomda. New things, chidush. Novelty is the best advice to save oneself from the danger of becoming too familiar and becoming bored. Hachidush alidei aliyah masmedes. What's chidush? The answer is pushing yourself more. The best way to not get stale in your Judaism is to grow, to build, do more, to add, to increase, to inspire, to go deeper, to go stronger, to go above and beyond. That's the best way. If you don't add to your avodas Hashem, if you don't push higher, you're going to be, 40, 50, 60 years old, the same davening, the same Pesach Seder, the same Purim, the same, learning. You're not going to grow. The key to not becoming bored and not becoming used to avodas Hashem is to push and to grow. Is to want to take on more, to understand more, to learn more, to do more chesed, to do more mitzvos, to take on a chumra, to take on a stringency. All of that is to enhance, to make sure Avodas Hashem doesn't get stale. Ulam alo shelo l'torah shebiyado. V'rak al-dei aliyah, achar aliyah. Only by going step after step, hu mischadesh v'holeth. That's the only way to have freshness, newness, inspiration in your growth in Avodas Hashem. It says in Mishlei Tesvav, Orech chayim lama lamaskil lamansur mishol mata. To go up, to go lamatla, is the best way to stay away from being stuck down, to being pulled down into boredom. That's the best way, says Shlomo HaMelech. He then makes the following important point. Look at this Medrash Tehillim. The Medrash Tehillim says, Al tismichi oivaisai li kinafalti kamti. My enemies should not rejoice in me, because when I fall, I get up. What does that mean? This is a pasuk in Micha. The pasuk again says that my enemies should not rejoice in me, because when I fall, I get up. Look at what the Medrash Tehillim says. This is an amazing Medrash. Alula shenafalti lo kamti. If it wasn't for the fact that I fell, I would never get up. Ki ashev b'choshech Hashem orli. When I sit in darkness, Hashem is my light. If I did not sit in darkness, I would not have light. And Ruchaim Shalavit says that darkness, or nefila, messing up, failure, allows us to break free from hergel, from being bored and doing the same thing. When we slip and we fail and there's a period of darkness, that's an opportunity to grow, to pick ourselves up and to go further. A person, you know, doesn't daven for a few days, they're not feeling davening. A person, you know, is in a bad fight with somebody they shouldn't be in a fight with. So you're in a dark place. You feel like, I really messed up here. I really did not handle this relationship well. So you know what that is? That's an opportunity to pick yourself up. That's an opportunity to grow. Not to get bogged down in the mire of being sad and depressed, and I failed again. But rather, darkness is just what, says Rechaim Shalevitz, an opportunity for light. That's what darkness is. Darkness is an opportunity for light and growth. Yeah.
So why do we get punished for doing something wrong?
No, so you can't. A person can't sin and say, "I'm doing this."
Not like that. Because that's like, if I'm like leaving,
you know,
leaving
the dominoes, so that
like,
then
happens.
Say,
like, if I'm keeping culture, I can't like, increasing culture.
You must.
But if you sin, like, I feel
no.
like you're better off sinning.
You can't sin on purpose of that. No, what we're saying is that if you there are other places then to put yourself in a Avodas Hashem. Meaning, if you're good in kashrus, then then that's fine. Being a person, then that's okay. There's other places to push.
But like, it doesn't make sense to be punished when you're wrong because you're trying to then do better.
Punish onesh in the Torah is a different. It's a different talk. Let's talk about onesh. Let's talk about onesh at the end. We'll come back to why there's onesh. Let's talk about that at the end. So again, Reb Chaim Shalevitz here is talking to yeshiva boys who are going to Bein HaZmanim before Pesach and things like that. So he talks about the role of Bein HaZmanim and what it means to have a break and how a person, if they have a break, there's a possible pitfall of, you know, getting out of sync and, you know, losing your momentum. So he tells the story over here with the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin. Once Rabbi Elazar ben Arach happened to come to the baths of the city of Diamses and Phrygia, and he was drawn after them. He was like going to the spas there and drinking all the drinks they were serving. It was like a very luxurious place. And his Torah learning was forgotten because he spent a lot of time in this spa town. And when he returned, he stood to read from a Torah, and he was supposed to read the pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that this month should be for you. But he forgot so much of his Torah, he could barely remember how to read Hebrew letters. So instead of reading HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he read HaCheresh Hayah Libam. Right? He slipped the Resh and the Dal, the Yud and the Zayin, the Beis and the Chaf, because they looked similar. And he messed up his Hebrew. HaCheresh Hayah Libam. Their hearts have become deaf. So says Rechaim Shalevitz, you have a tremendous Hamachachan like Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. But when a person breaks that stride and they're not in that growth momentum projection, then they can forget a lot. He's talking about Bein HaZmanim and vacationing not being a time to lose out and to go down in one's learning. It can be damaging. He tells a story, the famous Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, about Rabbi Akiva leaving his wife for 12 years, right? And he comes back, and as he's about to open the door, what happens? He hears his wife say what? If he would go back for another 12 years, I would be very happy. Does he open the door and say Shalom Aleichem? No, he turns around and goes back to yeshiva. So the Chaim Shalevitz, he actually has a famous sicha, not over here, it's a famous sicha, which is later on, but he references the idea over here. He says the answer is because 12 plus 12 does not equal 24. Meaning 12 years of learning, and 12 years of learning is not the same as 24 years straight. There's a qualitative difference in that. There's a difference between saying that, yes, I learned, you know, I learned for 5 hours today versus I did an hour over here and an hour over here versus 5 hours straight. The intensity of being focused in something is much stronger and more effective than having little pieces broken up over time. You have to make sure that when a person should try their best not to take breaks in Avodas Hashem. Again, if a person, we'll talk about this at the end, if a person slips and falls, that's a time to pick yourself up and grow. But as best as a person can be consistent and continue on the upward trajectory, that's the best thing. And he quotes here the Gemara in Ksuvis, Rav Chananya ben Chachinai went to the Beis Medrash at the end of the wedding feast, the wedding suda of his friend Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said to him, wait for me until I can come with you, because after Shavuot Brachos are over, I'm going to go to yeshiva with you. However, Rav Chananya ben Chachinai wanted to learn Torah. He did not wait, and he went and he sat for 12 years in the Beis Medrash. And by the time he came back to that city, All the paths of his city had changed, and he did not know how to get home. That's how far away he was, and that's how long away he stayed from his home. But what's the point? Don't wait. Don't wait to go into Avodas Hashem. The main sakana of Yerida is that a person doesn't feel that he's in that situation. You don't always notice when you're having a Yerida, when you're going down. V'savrusha adayin hu b'malasa kodemes. He doesn't realize he's in that position where he's fallen. The Gemara in Sota says, Eidavim chote al imke nechnas abo roshtos. A person does not sin unless they are overcome by silliness of stupidity. No one wants to fall, says Rechaim Shlevitz. Nobody wants to do the wrong thing. Nobody wants to suffer in Hashem. Nobody wants to be distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody wants that. The only reason it happens is that a person, you know, loses their mind. A person's not thinking properly. And a person has to make sure that they are in that upward trajectory and not going downward. Bezras Hashem, again next year, everyone will have a chance to be Al Admas HaKodesh and learning Torah and Yisrael. You want to hit the ground running. You don't want to go there and say, well, you know, people get into it after Sukkot, by Hanukkah I'm going to get into it. And no, you need to make sure that you are hitting the ground running all the way. You don't want to look back and say, ugh, I really wasted El in seminar. I really wasted Tishrei. I didn't take advantage of it. You want to go in and you want to take advantage of those moments right away from the beginning.
You know what I said about this? I said, I wish I came more. I'm so sad.
Okay. Sorry. So he said, let's just look at the last piece. Let's just look at the last piece. Rechaim Shalevit says that a person feels, when a person feels that they have slipped, they're not at their potential, they're not working where they could be, it's very dangerous. Don't give up. And you'll be by the brinks of darkness and won't be able to come back. The commotion is Barba Orech, and he says we have discussed this more. We discussed this already, actually, this idea in Parshas Kisisa about Bnei Yisrael falling by the Chayta Egel, right? We discussed that. So he says, look what I said over there. So he says, what did I say over there? Alkin Sarach Adam Nishadel B'Kol Kocha L'Hargish. A person has to feel, one, on one level, Mitzad Echad, Ki Adei HaChayt Hu Yored B'Medragaso. A person should first feel, step one, that if a person slips off and fails, that you've gone down a notch. Your person should be aware of when they slip up. A person shouldn't be so consumed with themselves or so out to lunch, they don't even know when they're doing the wrong thing. They don't even know when they're slipping up. You have to be self-aware. And if a person is self-aware, then that will prevent them from doing the wrong thing, from failing and slipping up. But that's level number one. Vim nichashel. But inevitably, when you do mess up and you do slip, because everyone here will fail at some point and slip up in many different ways. Baruch Hashem. Chas v'shal nesim alibo ki chala bo yirida. Don't tell yourself that you are done, that you're cooked, that you can't get back into it. Why? Ach ein lo la'avedas asur nosav. Don't give up. If you have yeyush, if you give up when you slip and you fail, it's so hard to get back into it. It's so hard to have that consistency back again. And he says, the best thing you can do to keep yourself balanced is to learn Musar and to learn Sifrei Musar. So just to review from the beginning, Al Yavo B'chol Eisal HaKodesh, if you become too familiar with things and you become too bored, too used to even the holiest things, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Man, relationships, they can go stale. And what's the answer to making sure Avodas Hashem doesn't go stale? Growth. Push yourself up. More and more, making things fresh, new ideas, new approaches, new things to learn, new mitzvahs to take upon yourself, new chesed projects, new personal goals for yourself. That's how you keep things fresh. That's how you are mischadish yourself and you grow. And times where we do slip up are times for growth. There are sometimes areas that shake us up, and through that darkness, it's a time to create light and to grow and to be able to accomplish more and to go on a new trajectory or to lift ourselves up to areas we did not perhaps think we were able to experience before. Okay?